Have you ever asked for advice when you are going to do something, or suddenly they ask you to do something, but in the end you listen? Hey, don't forget, remember that. Look, don't forget this or that. Like when they give you recommendations, right? They tell you, look at this way, but always remember, there is always something that we are going to emphasize. There is always something to which we are going to say, always remember that, or be careful with this, what usually happens, right? Now, what is not important or is not emphasized is not something important, right? But when we consider that it matters, then we emphasize it again and again. Because perhaps what we are going to achieve depends on that good advice. It is emphasized to us because perhaps on the way we are going to forget, or we are going to think that we no longer know everything, and we are going to put the advice aside. I do not know if it has happened to you, right? This makes me remember when we were little, they would send us to do an errand at the store. Our parents told us, look for this, but remember this. Look, it's this color, and it costs this much. Wait for the change. And when we would get lost on the way, we forgot. We asked for anything. We forgot the change. We returned home with incomplete money and with the wrong product. We received an extortion, a scolding from our parents. And again, to return to the store to get what they sent us to ask for. And this happens to us often in life, because many times, although we are focused, we can find certain distractions along the way that can separate us a bit. And they are not necessarily bad distractions. There are things that we consider as good, and that is where the distraction is. The Bible says that Satan dresses as an angel of light. My beloved friends, the temptation will never come, forgive my expression, with horns, with a tail. If the temptation is not pleasant to you, it is not a temptation. It is simply something that you are going to flee from. But since it is nice, many times it will try to deviate us from the path, delay us in the process. And if you have focused, you will be going round and round and round. Or perhaps along the way, you will find a sign that says, this way is better, a detour. And you will consider that it is much faster. And we will forget what they told us. Remember, not to take any detours. Always stay on the road, on the path. There is where many times trusting in what we always know, or in our own prudence, as the word says, can lead us to make many mistakes. Now, let me ask you, have you ever been wrong with what I'm going to tell you? Once they told you, look, but remember that, and it turns out that you simply shook your head, agreed, and said yes. And when you tried to put it into practice, you forgot, or you put it aside. And in the end, it happened, right? And we say, I should have listened better. As they say today, if you had listened to your father, or if you had listened to your mother, none of this would have happened. But hey, as long as there is life, there is hope. There is always a new opportunity from God. So if there are things that the Lord emphasizes to us, it is important to really give importance, worth, the redundancy to what we are being told in the word of the Lord. And today there is an important emphasis that I am going to read to you in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1 to 12. Then as the Bible itself is spoken and explained in an understandable way, I am going to read you another important point. As I read them to you, I ask you to please pay attention, because the most important thing that we are going to do today, things that we have missed, and that today the Lord wants to remind us, as they will be key and important points to sustain you throughout the process. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, from verse 1 to 2, he says, be sure to obey all the commands he has gave you today. Then you will live and multiply, and you will enter the land that the Lord swore to give to your ancestors, and you will possess it. Remember how the Lord your God, look at what he says. Remember, first he tells us, make sure you obey. And now they tell you, verse 2, remember how the Lord your God led you through the desert for 40 years, where he humbled you and put you to the test to reveal your character and find out if you will really obey his command. Here, the people of Israel are being reminded, do not forget those 40 years in the desert, how you saw the hand of God. But the important thing is that you understand what God has trying to tell you. And it was to show you what is in your heart. If you forget about that, chances are you will repeat the story over and over again. Most likely, you will deviate. I believe, my beloved friends, that history is written for something. Not simply so that we can celebrate a great victory or what someone could achieve. What is written in the Bible, it is not simply so that we read it as another book. It is life that flows through those words, because those words are God's thoughts for each one of us that sustain us at all times, that gives us light and wisdom, that illuminates the path, makes us see that later on he can stumble. And if we don't see them, if we are going to stumble and fall, it is not God's reason for us to fall. It is not God's fault, is it? Certain decisions that God is going to make for you, you have to make. And one of them is to remember, God is willing to put up with us. God is willing to take care of us. But how prudent are we? How much are we going to remember the history to get a teaching and apply it to our life? Or just say, this is for someone else and not for me. So God told them, remember, this is important. And what comes next, I am going to read to you. It's very important. Why? Because once, and it happens to us sometime, or it could happen to us, when we receive the answer from God, we receive that exit, we receive that miracle, we receive what we expected from the Lord. Do you know what happens next? We forget. It makes me very sad to see many people that when the processes of life change them and they are for the better, they never remember where God took them from. They never remember where they came from. For example, when they were born in a simple family where they did not have much, and now God has opened doors where now they are in good condition. Let's say in the economic part, they moved, their attitude changed, and they don't even remember that God did it. Tremendous truth. Some say, no, it is not the money that changed them. Do you know what the Bible teaches? The opposite. Money does not change anyone, because nobody can make you be what you don't want to be. Each person changes and chooses a path because they already crave it in their heart. So money only comes to knock on the door and awaken pride, hatredness, and what was already stored in the heart. Money did not change it. Money simply knocked on the door, and the person decided what they wanted to do. That is tremendous truth. Or like him, who was suddenly healed by God, and while he was in the moments of illness, said to him, Lord, I promise this, I promise that, I promise the other. And I said to him, Lord, I'm going to follow you. And okay, God healed him. He started going to church, and a few months later, he began to walk in his own life as before, until their willpower came to him and the promises reached him, because it was never in his heart to really follow God. I only hope for a miracle. How easy we are to forget what we have promised. How easy we are to forget what we promised. How easy we have to forget what we promised God. How easy are we to forget where God took us from? And sometimes remembering that is important, not to have pain in the heart, but to give thanks, so that along the way, no matter how good it may be, situations, good times, not to keep us from remaining in Christ, staying in him at all times, good times or bad times. May he always be our center, our line in which we remain. This happened to the people of Israel. And that is why some of us say, who went to another way, as it constantly happens to some, have been grateful, others have not. So in the following text that I'm going to read to you in Deuteronomy, it shows us the word of the Lord that they at some point forgot in verse 10. The Lord emphasizes something to them. If you see the history of the people of Israel, they forgot about this. I couldn't tell you that in general, suddenly some did remain, but others simply forgot. I'll ask you a question. What have you forgotten? Did you forget about God? Did you forget about when He healed you? Did you forget the many times that He kept you from death? Did you think it is fair to discard God for a plate of lentils that the world offers you? Do you believe it is fair to live life as the world offers you? Do you think it is fair to live life as the world offers you when you know that only in God could you find the answer? An answer to the condition in your life? Something that the world could never give. And yet, you return to the world. I don't know how you are going to take this example, but God used it many times in the Old Testament when speaking to Israel when he left him. Forgot God and he became other people's gods. He made vows and other things, leaving his house to go after other husbands. What prostitute have you prostituted your life? Don't tell me that this is a strong word, because perhaps that is what is happening today. And then let's not go to a temple to say to God, it's not so. Is that you do not listen to me? Is that this, the other, when all you hope for is that God does something to you? And then you are going to wallow with how much adultery or alcoholism or desire of the flesh. The world offers you to live a crazy life. As they say out there, you have prostituted yourself. And then on Sundays, you think that the one who prays and sins tithes because you already have your fact in mind for Sunday or next week. Like that, you are playing with fire, my beloved friend. I have always had a saying. I have heard it, but I added a bit more to it. I think you've heard it. It says, do not play with fire because you can get burned. And I annexed it. Do not play with fire even if you're a firefighter because you can get burned. Do not lean on and do not consider that you know what you are doing, because my beloved friend, today I come to remind you what God told you. And in the spiritual world, there is something so tremendous that when you break the laws in the spiritual world, they are fulfilled, yes or yes, but I put it this way. It's as if I'm going to the United States, and perhaps I do not know the laws of the United States. And I decide to do the things that I consider to be good, and it turns out that in one of those attitudes that I had, I broke the law, and the police arrested me. I cannot claim to them, look, it's that I'm Colombian. Look, what we are doing this is unfair to me, right? They are going to tell you, you broke the law, but I did not know. They are not interested. They are here to enforce the law. Spiritually, there are very strong arguments that Satan can use against you, and that will be fulfilled, yes or yes. But because God is not evil, I give you a clear and simple example. There is a commandment with a promise that says, honor father and mother, and your days on earth will be prolonged. If you do this, your days will be long on earth. But pastor, if I don't, then you will activate as a sensor at night movement when taking the first step of failing to fulfill what brings blessings to your life. If you fail to do this, what do you know? What will it bring? It will bring a curse on your life. And then if the correct word was to honor your father and mother, and your days will be lengthened on earth, and you will stop honoring them because your days will be cut off on earth. God established the principles to bless you for the honor that you give to your parents. You have established and agreed to the contrary. it was not God. You condemned yourself. And so it happens to us when we forget. That's why from verse 10 says, when you eat your fill, be sure to praise the Lord your God for the good land that he has given you. Verse 11 says, however, that is the moment when you must be very grateful in your abundance. Be grateful not to forget the Lord your God by disobeying the commands, ordinances, and decrees that is I give you today. Verse 12 says, for when you feel satisfied and have prospered, build beautiful houses to live in, when you have greatly increased the flock and your livestock, do not become proud in those days. And then forget the Lord your God who rescued you from slavery in the land of Egypt. Do not forget. Maybe there will be something that you are letting pass. Have you forgotten something? It is important that we analyze our ways. Do not forget. Father, I pray only to ask in these moments to make us remember. If we have forgotten what is really good, if we have forgotten what comes from you, open our understanding and remember, Heavenly Father, so as not to deviate. We do not want to do it. We need you, Lord. And we only depend on you for it. Help us. Give us your Holy Spirit that is correct and will correct our walk. And we can remain, Lord, never to forget what we do not own anything. You are the owner of everything. And glory is always yours. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyas. Remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotional Just in Time. Blessings.